Want to support Clock Tower Media and look great while doing it? Check out our official merchandise store packed with gear inspired by our podcasts and productions. From the Spooky Spectre Sisters apparel to merchandise celebrating your favorite Clock Tower Media shows, we've got something for every fan. Not only will you be showing your support, but every purchase helps us continue creating the content that you love. Visit clocktowermediashop.forthwall.com and grab your favorite merch today.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Village Idiots podcast.
You have a hair.
Is that what this is called?
Do I really?
Where we are, yeah.
Alfalfa. Nice.
Oh. We are in the village.
Is it better?
Full of idiots.
I thought this was the supermarket.
It is the supermarket. Zoe's not here. Where's she at?
The soup store.
She ran away and joined the circus.
She joined the circus.
Yeah, she ran away.
North of Dayton, south of hell, if you will.
She ran away and joined the circus. So
I can see
this
that.
Is a plea for her to come back.
For help.
I feel like she belongs in the circus.
Please come back and
sorry,
be in us on the show.
This, we love you.
We miss
and
you.
And we miss you. And Steffi P from Biology is pregnant.
Hello?
Seen that video?
That's not true at all.
Allegations.
You don't know. She was totally wearing sweaters in May. So.
Oh, yeah. That's how you know. Mm-hmm. Well, who's on the show today? Abby, talk about you. Who are you?
I'm Abby. Yeah, that's me.
You are Abby.
I am on the show today. I'm sitting here.
You sound like a robot. I don't think you're real.
Okay. Do I need to like check the little box that says, are you a robot?
Yeah.
Have you seen that movie?
Choose the
iRobot. What are we talking about?
No,
more real.
There's a movie called Robot. Or are you a robot? Have you seen that?
Nope.
Have you seen that?
There's a movie called Are You a Robot?
Yeah, it's a short that got nominated for the Oscar for short film for this year, and it's really well done.
Oh,
we'll
not
have to
a
watch
movie,
it.
Though.
Yeah.
No, it's not a movie. Mm-hmm. Abby, how are you?
I'm here. I'm tired. Sleeping,
are you tired?
If you will.
Why are you tired?
I work.
You work. You work
you
way too hard. You work way too hard and way too much.
Woo! I got to get that money.
Got to get that money.
Just saying.
Who else is on the show? I see someone sitting on the couch next to Abby. Who knows Abby?
And I'm apparently a halfling, according to Greg.
Are you going to say your name?
Okay.
That is true.
So which halfling do we have the honor?
That is true.
Which half?
I'm a sister. Yeah.
And you're on a different little mini mic.
Yeah,
so
I'm holding it, and it's very cute.
Every once in a while, pop in on the big mic, just in case your recording thing doesn't work.
Okay. Yeah.
So say your name on the big mic.
Bree.
Oh my God, that was loud.
Good morning, America.
Hello.
You have to say it big.
Are you equally as tired as your sister?
I was yesterday.
Oh.
Because I only had 30 minutes of sleep, and then I had to open the coffee shop at 5 in the morning.
That's too early.
It do be like that.
Who beautiful. Drinks coffee at 5 a.m.?
Freaks.
Real.
Sickos.
I had to...
Weirdos.
Do a drive to Mechanicsburg after my shift.
Oh.
To get...
For what, I wonder?
For espresso beans.
For espresso beans?
Not for a mechanic.
And then
was there a mechanic there?
Potato chips in Urbana.
Wow.
So all together with
no,
all the delays because of the closed roads, it took me about 3 hours. And they had to fill our order because they didn't have that ready yet.
Oh, wow. Great.
So you got to sit around and watch them make the chips?
Yeah, or the coffee.
The coffee.
The
yeah.
coffee. They ground. Then, they grew it right there while you were waiting.
Yes.
That's nice.
The coffee chips.
There's a time lapse. And then I passed out.
Okay.
Oh.
But you're here and that's good. You're
she
here and you're
too.
Alive and awake. And thank you.
And I did have a good sleep last night.
So. Good. More than a half an hour?
Yes.
Wow. You're living the dream.
I know.
That's good. Who else do we have today?
I'm Liz. I'm back.
Who are you?
Yes.
I'm under obligation by law to mention every time I come on this that I am, in fact, the mayor's daughter.
Who?
Just to quell any...
Who's the mayor?
What the hell is a mayor?
Well, you see, it's the, like, the little guy who has all the peanuts, and then he says, you get peanuts, and you get peanuts, and you can all live in this tree.
Isn't that Oprah?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Pretty much.
Same thing.
Oprah,
yeah, yeah.
If she was a squirrel.
And you know, he does look a lot like Oprah. I have noticed that.
You know what?
Yeah.
The resemblance.
You know, I see that.
You get a car.
The two of them haven't
and
been
you
in
get a
I
car.
See that.
You never see them together.
Yeah. You get a beer, and you get a beer.
And you know what none of us get? 202 right now, because it's flooded.
It is sad. I was just out there on 571, and they were out there scraping the roads, trying to get them open.
Lame.
Going around the road blockages.
I did that.
Themselves stuck.
I did that. I'm from the paper, so I drove down there to see to see what they were doing. And then I did not go through the water like a person that's silly, and I turned around and came back.
Yeah, I saw that.
But they were down there scraping.
Yeah.
Down in the gutter.
Write that article with the people who got stuck.
With the rescue? No, the police chief, the fire chief wrote that.
Okay. When I was swimming in the gutter to get here, I wasn't swimming alone. I brought a creature off the street.
Oh yes, there's somebody else with us today. What's all that?
Hi, I'm Creature off the street.
Wow, that's a long name. Do you have a shorter name than that you go by normally? Yeah, just Hope.
Just
Creature.
Just Creature.
Well, thank you for sitting in. We have a full crew. This is awesome.
Yes, we do.
I was worried with Zoe not here that it would be like crickets.
R.I.P. Bless up. We love you.
Yeah, you got
we miss you.
Come back.
A creature.
I got a creature. We have a halfling. Yes, it's exciting.
Yeah.
What are we going to talk about today? The weather?
Yeah, we can talk about the weather.
The flooding? Oh, my God.
Soggy, woggy.
Did anybody get stuck?
Nope, because I don't go anywhere.
Are you smart enough not to drive through the flooded areas?
The winds.
Through the sea.
They surround
That's the
us.
Sound of the wind blowing.
The open ocean.
Wait, is it blowing straight onto you?
It's Nader time.
Nader.
So the tornado came into the office. Really sorry.
Yeah, we're dead, actually.
She's here. She's our special guest.
Live update. We're all dead.
Katrina. No.
I hardly know her.
Did get like a midnight. This was it a week or so ago?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Last week. 2 a.m. tornado.
Yes.
Right.
And that was the next morning I was opening the coffee shop and I couldn't sleep because the sirens were going off.
Because the world was ending outside.
Well, yeah, actually, that's a good point. Let's go to our on-site meteorologist who keeps me informed on all the weather updates. Bree,
me?
How's it going?
Abby's usually the one.
What do I do?
I just kind of follow along.
What is that sound?
The
wind.
The wind.
The last thing I saw was from you, and you're like...
Max Velocity.
Max Velocity. Max Velocity and Bree are the two people I listen to for the weather.
Real.
That's a killer drag king name.
Max Velocity.
I love Max Velocity.
He's good.
He is.
And he's got like all the little, he knows like what to look for on the radar and everything like that. And he'll kind of let you know signatures in the storm that look like they could be.
He says all the big words.
Then he says velocity occasionally. Roll credits.
Yes. No, I was watching. He was like live streaming for 8 hours.
Yeah. Every single tornado warning that goes off in the country, he like has a little... they're all numbered and he has them on screen so you can see. I actually don't, my phone doesn't notify me anymore.
No,
there's a
same.
Warning, so I watch him because that's how I find out. And of course you hear.
Warning, a new tornado watch has been issued.
That's, literally.
Kind of over and over. It is. Yeah. It's like, warning. Yeah. That's a good channel. I was surprised because it's more up to date and
it's live.
Well done than the local news.
Oh, yeah.
So this is a good example of YouTube coming in and eating somebody else's lunch.
And eating.
What about you two? What do you typically do for storms?
Do you hide?
Not care
for storms?
Cower.
Stare outside.
Stand outside naked in the rain. Wait, come
Lay
get
in the
me.
Bathtub and whimper.
Comfort my 80-pound pit bull.
Pitbull.
Wow. You have an 80-pound pit bull?
Yeah. He's not supposed to be 80 pounds.
Okay. So you hide
Is he
under
thick
him.
Or
he's tall.
Yes.
With three C's
With
and like a...
three C's,
he's
yeah.
pudgy.
He's okay,
he
yeah.
eats loaves of bread when he's pissed at me, so...
That'll happen.
Out of spite.
It's the gluten. That'll happen. What's Make your dog's name?
Ocho.
Tiny?
Ocho.
Yeah,
Ocho.
Tiny,
bitty little
Princess.
Baby boy.
I have a pit bull named Princess.
I love that.
He really loves the neighborhood kids.
She said ironically.
Ironically. I'm kidding.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
I love pit bulls.
Yeah, no, they're cute.
Don't get me started on dogs.
80 pounds. That's
forever.
A big dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about dogs. I just put one down. So we just put one of ours down. So tell me about your pit bull.
He's an
okay.
He's not very nice. He demands to be cuddled or he'll bite me. He likes to eat loaves of bread. He likes to beg me for food and then get mad when he gets it. He likes to eat paper off the floor.
Oh,
sounds like a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Other than
I do
the
do
paper,
that on occasion.
Other than the paper on the floor, you had me.
Yeah. My ex always ate paper off the floor.
Oh,
I don't know, though.
Yeah, I could see that.
It happens to the best of us.
Demands that you feed them and then gets mad when you do. That's funny.
Like, well, I was like eating a lemon once. I just like had lemon. Don't ask questions about that one. And he was sitting there begging me for it, and I gave it to him, and then he spit it out and barked at it and then barked at me.
You have failed me as an owner. Yes. I am disappointed in you.
My cat loves Doritos and Sun Chips and anything chip-like.
Yeah. Me too, dude.
She is a little freak
what
of nature.
What did she do during the storm? Hide?
Didn't care.
She doesn't care.
No. She's oblivious.
Cats don't care. Right?
They got nine lives to live. Don't care. Just get sucked up into the tornado and be like, wee.
Well, I was up late like three nights in a row watching Max Velocity. And it's interesting how there was like this train of tornadoes going through in the same area three nights in a row. And he kept like repeating the same names of the same towns.
Yeah. He like said that he was recording almost 12 hours like each day, like not sleeping really or anything.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And then he also had all the storm chasers. He would like pop it up with them.
That's right too. Yeah, he had like live feeds to different storm chasers, so you could see in the corner of like the screen, you could see people that were actually in those storms and what it looked like.
Yeah, he would look at the weather radar, and then he'd be like, oh, I wonder if there's a highway camera in the area, and then he'd like flip through all the cameras and find one, and he's like, oh yeah, look over there.
Or
yeah.
listening to the one, there's one storm chaser, Brandon Kopic, who was singing High School Musical.
Oh yeah.
Like actively, like while storm chasing.
While driving through the tornado.
Yeah, he's like, oh my god, I love High School Musical. Just singing as he's going.
He did a great job. Max Velocity's really good, I have to say.
Get him on the show!
And he was getting Max? YouTube, what do they call those, the YouTube money, the money that comes in on YouTube. What do they call
revenue?
The sponsored posts or whatever the people, sponsor chats. What do they call that when they're like?
Sponsorships?
Super chats. Super chat. He would get like, and it'd be like $100, $50, $100.
They'd be like, get food. You need to eat. And he goes, well, all of the, I can't DoorDash.
Yeah.
It's one, like 3 like, a.m., bro.
Here's $100. Go buy a steak. I'm like, wow. He's getting it. The bank. What'd you say?
Getting that bag.
That means getting money.
Procuring the bag.
That means out working and getting paid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
If you will.
For all your old people, that's your new word of the day, getting that bag.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, that's a new getting term.
That bag. Okay, well, you're old then.
Yeah. That bread, that dough, that butter.
Do you know how old Brie is?
Yeah, he does.
I do.
How old?
She's older than she looks. And that's all you say about a woman's age.
She's 2 years old, actually.
She's 102.
She's two? You age, yeah, you're aging backwards, really.
Aging backwards?
Yeah. No. You look about 14. Is that good? Is that good or bad? I don't know.
14. Double it and give it to the next one.
Yeah. But no, that was exciting the other night. And the storm would come through town and shake everything. And then I'd get an alert from Brie at like 2 a.m. Yep.
I did say when the sirens went off.
Here comes the storm.
Yep.
That was exciting.
Down the hatches, guys.
Can we talk about how yesterday it snowed?
Yeah, no, what? It did not.
Oh, yes. 100%, yeah.
It did not.
I literally had to scrape my car. Yes,
are you kidding me? Yeah. Where? Here?
Yeah.
In town?
Yeah.
What?
Okay, now you're coming through loud and clear.
Whoa, bro.
You just have to scream.
I don't know. Maybe it's not a directional mic, and it's a non-directional mic, and it's just picking up everything. Because it's picking up what I'm saying, right? Yeah, no.
Whoa, that is kind of weird.
Hey.
Yeah. I saw that. I saw your signature in the sound there.
It doesn't really matter as long as they sync up the sound.
Yeah.
That way we can hear both. All right, more weather. Go. Have you ever seen an actual tornado in real life?
No, I want to.
I've seen so many rotations being in Missouri.
Hello.
I know, but it's kind of
have you seen a tornado in real life, though?
A little bit, kind of. I more so it was rain-wrapped. It was the one that was in...
You've ever been in a twister?
Sometimes. Well, it was the one that was in Troy last year.
You saw that one?
Year before, the one that was in the fields, I saw like a glimpse of it. Nothing like spectacular. Like, wow, there's the funnel. I was sobbing, so I don't.
The one that destroyed Meyer.
Yeah, that one. That's the one.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you see that?
No, I was at work.
Did your pit bull see it?
I think so. Well, I was at work.
Did your pit bull bark at it?
Call my boss and be like, "Hey, Danielle, like, there's a tornado. I can't go home." And she's like, "Well, we have a trailer. If you want to sleep in the back with the dogs," and I'm like, "Sure,
a trailer? Okay. That's so much."
She used to like show dogs. I used to work at a dog daycare.
If you want to go up into the vortex of the tornado with these animals,
she's like, "That's fine.
You can go with them if you want."
She said, "We have a trailer." Oh, never mind. It's gone now.
Well, I sent her the video of the Myers getting destroyed. She was like, "You can sleep here tonight. Don't go home."
That's fair.
Yeah, no, that was scary. No, I saw a tornado in Oklahoma when I lived there.
That
an
makes
actual
sense.
One on. Yeah. We lived on an Air Force base, and we were out watching, and you could see the
what type
of funnel come down.
Do you know
a tornado? It's
a wedge.
F5. It was an F5.
It was a wedge.
Oh, I'm just making stuff. That's I heard
crazy,
it on Max Velocity.
Guy. No, yeah.
It was an FU.
That's what Joplin was.
Yeah, no, it was just a tornado. You could see the shape of it. It looked like it looked like the Wizard of Oz.
Traffic cone upside down.
Yep.
It's funny because Abby and I have very different reactions to storms.
Yeah.
She's like terrified of them, and I'm like, I want to go chase them.
Well, let's go chase them next
she
time.
She hides under the bed and goes. Ooh.
Yeah.
I have a very large, substantial vehicle. Let's go take.
Do you have an armored? Is it one that can like dig into the ground?
It's just like Twister, the movie Twister. Okay. Yeah.
It's one of them pimp mobiles.
Hey, watch
pimp
it.
It is. That's what they call them, technically.
Chasing a tornado is a great idea right up to the last second.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
It's a horrible idea.
There. Yeah.
Well, it becomes an issue when it chases you.
Yeah.
Yes.
As long as you're chasing it, it's okay. But if it turns around, and they change direction sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to do the anti-tornado pose, and they can't touch you.
Can you show us that? What's that look like?
Put your hands behind your head and you cower in the hallway at your school.
You know, I was told that actually breaks your neck quicker, and that's why.
That's in an airplane.
I thought that was the airplane.
You're right. You're right.
Supposed to do that in an airplane.
Don't do that in an airplane.
That make you die quicker.
It's worse. And if you may be attacked by a pit bull at the same time.
Yeah. Right.
No. Most pit bull attacks.
70-pound pit bull I can handle. 80?
No. He's
pass.
Too big. That's too much. You can probably outrun him.
That's a lot of bread. I'll just throw a loaf of bread down and run away. I'll be fine.
It would work.
Yeah.
He's a gluten gobbler.
The gluten
gobbler.
That's the title of the episode.
That's
right
what they called me in high school.
Gluten toggin.
Tornadoes and the gluten gobbler.
Globulars.
Abby, do you want to chase a tornado with Bree and I when we go chase it?
If we get something like the Dominator 3, then yes.
But if I had the Dominator 2?
Hold on.
Dominator 2 would not work.
What's the Dominator 3?
Dominator 3 sounds like a...
What about Dominators 1 and 2?
Yeah, why
is there
three
of them? The other two were destroyed.
Abby, do I get that at Adam and Eve? Where do I buy that?
Sometimes. Our sponsor today.
We get that from Bad Dragon.
No.
If you know what that is.
Casual Bad Dragon mention.
Yeah, no, you know. Not casual. Look at this thing. It's built. That's be the picture.
Is that the Dominator 3?
That's the Dominator. That is exactly what I'm looking at. Is the Dominator?
I don't
want to.
Oh, it's a car.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
That is a Dominator 3.
I thought it was something else. 10,000 pounds.
I thought you were talking about something else.
It looks like a rhinoceros if it was a car.
Yeah. Does it latch to the ground?
So yeah, it drills into it. It's got, so it's 10,000 pounds in total with 800-pound doors and rocket controls.
It's that thing
it
that
has
tried
rockets?
To,
yes.
Tried that they like, drill shoot through up to kind of like,
sensor.
Not, like,
yeah.
Shoot the tornado?
Pretty much.
Does it get angry at the bark at the tornado for feeding it?
Sometimes, yeah. The tornado
so
throws spread at it.
Yeah. So you'll go with us if we have that.
Yeah, I'd go in the... Yeah,
otherwise,
okay.
Bree and I are on our own. A person and a half. Or actually two.
Feminine urge
I'm a person and a half, and you're half. So together, we're two people.
I thought you were going to say the feminine urge to bite their tornado.
Here's a good tip.
Don't go in a tornado.
If you are looking at a tornado and it looks like it's not moving, it's coming towards you.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay, so if we're going to have merch for this episode, I think we should have one with a picture of a tornado on it and the picture of Bree's face, and it says... Weather tip number 14.
It needs to be me with like the
and you're doing that. And you're like, actually, if it looks like it's not coming towards you, it is.
Fun tornado fact.
Run away.
Epic tornado fact.
And then one with we'll have one with your picture on it, and it'll say saving up for the Devastator 3.
Devastator? I like that better.
Dominator.
Devastator. That's like a league up.
Yeah, I know.
From the Dominator.
Dominator.
I thought they were friends, like the Devastator and the Dominator.
That makes sense.
They're a package deal.
What is the Dominator dominating? It's still going to get owned by a tornado.
I don't think you want to know that answer.
I don't.
I think the answer is, I think we know it, actually.
I don't want to know. I'm going to pass on that.
People were recording him as he was driving. They're like, oh, so this is how we know that we're screwed right now. Because they saw him driving into their town and they're like, oh, that's not good.
Oh, here comes the Dominator.
Here comes the boom.
When you, when you see them coming to town, you leave the town, right?
Here comes the boom.
I was watching the Joplin documentary that just came out.
Yeah.
That was really good, too. That was insane.
What's it about? Tornadoes?
It was just... And no, it was just about Joplin specifically. Joplin?
The town of Joplin?
Yeah.
Is how this they were, of the Janus the, variety?
Like, mold that eats people. The like
that one too. They talked about that too. Like after
The Raft, yeah. Stephen King's The Raft.
No, I mean, like my friend was talking to me about this and like he sent me pictures of people. Like they had like I don't know how to describe it, like, this. It was in a way.
The Devastator? They had the Devastator?
No, like they're like they got eaten by mold. Like people's like chests were
in
like
Joplin?
This is some gingy
after horse
whipped up stuff like in the stagnant ponds and this. So there was like tons of debris and stuff like that that had flesh eating bacteria.
Yeah. Really?
And it makes you go necrotic almost instantly.
Yeah. Really?
So, like,
sick from that and goopy, it got goopy.
That stuff is scary.
Little Jim Bob.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was, yeah.
Because
so
they can't kill it fast enough.
And unless you start cutting parts off.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's like a forest fire. You got to like, that's got to go quick.
Yeah, it was a crazy documentary because it followed a bunch of the survivors and like how one of them was literally, he remembers being lifted up into it and remembers flying around. But he's the one who got like really messed up. Like he got the mold and stuff and he's got like missing a bunch of,
Like
a
lot
of
his like chest is concave. Yeah. Really? He's like missing part of his jaw.
Not that guy. No. I don't. Maybe it is
he had
him.
Something in his like neck.
Because of the like tornado right or because of the flesh eating virus.
The virus.
Both. So he was.
That's a bad day.
He was very injured from being picked up by the tornado. Mm-hmm. He was like sucked out of a car and then thrown.
Yeah.
So you get past that and you think it can't get worse.
He was recovered. Well, he was in a coma too, wasn't he? Mm-hmm. For a little while and then because they were trying to save his life at that time, and that's when like the.
I don't think God likes that person.
Well, he lived so.
True.
Yeah, but he's probably in pain for the rest
actually,
of his life.
Actually, he seemed okay. I didn't even know anything was up with him at all until the end.
Really?
And they showed pictures of him, and I was like, oh, okay, I guess he really did. Like, at first I was like, press X to doubt, because he looked fine. But then, like, they showed him without a shirt on. I was like, wait a minute, hold on. Yeah, so, I mean, he was okay.
That's a weird side effect from a tornado you wouldn't expect.
No. I'm not a fan.
Yeah, because it picks up everything, like, in the ground and stuff like that. Yeah. And just throws it around.
What were you saying about The Raft, Stephen King?
Oh,
because that's a great short story.
Yes, it's about this evil goo that swallows you.
Oh, that rhymed. That's going on the shirt right there.
If you dip your tootsies in the pond, you'll get
wronged.
Season the pond get wrong.
I don't remember that short story. I just remember it being good.
I remember watching the film. I'm pretty sure it's Stephen King. If it's not, there's a bunch of neckbeards laughing and
The Raft. It sounds good.
It's actually
scary.
No.
It's scary. Actually, they're like stuck on a raft in the middle of this pond with this goo
with the shark. Goopy. Is it a shark?
No, it's goo. It's like algae.
Does the goo move around and chase you?
Like a shark?
Like a
shark. Does it take the form of a shark or a pit bull? Because I'm scared of both of those.
Both of those.
Okay.
Yeah.
All of the
legend
above.
Has
is it like the blob?
Okay, we're going to have to watch The Raft and find out. Yeah. Turns out The Raft is made out of the same goo, and then it just like disappears and the people
the glue
fall
that's,
in.
The goo that
it's like
spews.
80s movie?
So the next time there's a tornado warning, what are you going to do, Bree?
Go record it.
You're going to run around? You're going to come get my microphone first and then run, chase it.
Live stream.
I just see her running and screaming.
You need a cute name though.
A cute name?
Yeah.
Like the Dominator?
Breathe the Weather. Breathe the Weather Girl or something. Max Velocity. Pretty is taken.
Maxine Velocity.
Ooh, Maxine Velocity.
Bree to the extreme.
Oh, no. Minimum velocity.
Wow. What is it with all these, like, half-person jokes?
No, but then you could be like, I'm Max Velocity's little sister. I run away from the tornadoes. He runs towards them.
Abby can be.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting thrown into this. I'm not doing nothing with the storm chasing.
I can't believe it snowed. So when did that happen?
I saw it happening.
I woke up
Sunday night.
I woke up to it, and I was mad because I had to get to work.
Yeah.
And you had to scrape it off?
Well, she... Yeah. Oh, did you
have
to drive?
It's that much snow?
Well, yeah, I wasn't at home.
Wow.
Bro.
I didn't realize. I was asleep. I missed it.
It was an evil amount of snow.
Like, it wasn't like in the dead of winter when you really have to scrape the ice off, but still, it was a little annoying.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan, actually. No thanks.
Especially when it's supposed to be spring.
Well, I think we should start a Weather Chasers podcast.
And don't drive it in a Prius.
And it'll end abruptly with that last episode. We're like, hey, it's right there.
Anti-Prius game. Yeah,
hey, this tornado's standing really still right now.
Why is it? Oh, my God. The dog is barking at it.
I think we're fine. He's standing still. He's
it's
chilling.
Fine. And
taking a break.
The sound just cuts out. And then there's a note on there from Abby, because she's a smart one and stayed home. She's like, that was the last recording of the Storm Chasers.
Womp womp. No, I'm just kidding.
Dominator 4 was sucked up into the the machine and it's gone.
Or since it's Tip City, everybody's just going to think it's a train because they sound like trains.
They do sound like trains.
So they're like, oh, here we go.
Here comes again.
Our regularly scheduled programming.
Why is the train sound coming from that direction? Yeah. That's confusing me. Whoops.
Stupid trains.
I live directly in front of both the train tracks and the tornado siren.
Okay, so you'll never know if it's a train.
I'll never know true peace. That's that's the moral.
Where is the tornado siren in Tip?
It's a
Oh, okay.
And it, which is directly, actually doxing myself right now, but it's directly behind my house.
It's a pretty big area.
In my window, it just goes, "Hey, were you sleeping?"
I hate. Yeah, no thanks.
We don't do that.
People are going to be driving around looking for you, your house, and be like, I can't figure this out.
So we can just bleep out the name of the place.
Oh, no, I'll highlight that.
You'll make it louder. You guys better not come get me. That'll be a really
But if you do, bring loaves of bread.
You I want to go. 80-pound pit bull. You're fine.
Yeah.
BYOB. If you come to my house weirdly, please bring beer.
Right. It's the least you could do.
Right. A little snack.
Yeah, didn't your mother ever teach you to bring a gift every time you...
Are there ghosts among us?
I hear people.
Yeah, me too. Get out.
Be gone, foul spirit.
Yeah.
We're outside.
I wish I remembered Latin the way that Zoe does, because I'd start doing it.
They're working on the roof across this, over there, so maybe that's
We can go interview them.
Hey.
The roof guys, they're working on the roof. They're scraping the roof.
Hey.
Are they naked?
What?
Whoa.
Oh, okay.
You never know. You never know.
Appropriate.
You never Sorry. Know, man.
Dang it.
All right, well,
Binky and his stinky
thank you, everybody, for joining us on this episode where we talk about the weather.
We're having weather.
And tornadoes and scary things and dogs and Bree's future career.
What?
Of chasing, chasing tornadoes.
She's gonna be a tornado.
She's going to be a tornado.
Next time this happens, you're going to get in a car and drive away. And we're going to be like, where's she going?
And that was the last we ever saw of Bree.
And she went and became part of it.
You're the tornado now.
Fred is actually getting a job. He's going to be one of the first responders to help fix the electric stuff, like when go through. So he'll somewhat be storm chasing.
Pass. So he's going to be cleaning up your mess, Miss Tornado.
Miss Tornado. Yeah,
okay. That'll be exciting.
He already does.
He already does. Roll credits.
Hello. All right. Well, thank you, everybody. Thanks for sitting in. Hope, this was awesome.
Thank you.
Well done. Liz, you're the mayor's daughter. Good job.
That's me.
Well done.
My address is...
Cut it. Roll credits.
I don't know which button it is.
I don't know what button that is. Yeah, sorry.
That was not right.
That's the wrong button. All right, thanks everybody for joining us. We'll talk soon.
I'm not allowed to do things. I wait for hail to just impale my temple sometimes. 我替你Need a professional photography studio without the hassle of building your own set? Clock Tower Media has you covered. For only $75 an hour, you'll have access to our creative studio space complete with multiple themed sets, a makeup and wardrobe station, and most of the equipment you'll need for a successful shoot. It's perfect for photographers, influencers, small businesses, models, and content creators looking to elevate their work. Availability is limited, so reserve your time today. Visit Peerspace and search for Clock Tower Media to book your next shoot.